of an eye. One day, four special girls came to Neverland in just this way. This is their story. Chapter 1. Ever since four friends, Lainey Winters, Kate McCrady, Mia Vasquez, and Mia's little sister Gabby, discovered a secret passage to Neverland, each day held the possibility of a new adventure. Mornings, they woke up feeling like the luckiest girls in the world. Most mornings, that is. Lainey! Lainey Winters opened her eyes. Her mother was calling her. She reached out, feeling around for her glasses. Her hand touched the wooden nightstand where she always left them, but her glasses weren't there. Lainey! Her mother yelled again. Come down here! Lainey got out of bed. Without her glasses, everything looked blurry. Where could she have left them? As she fumbled across the room, she stubbed her toe hard. Ow! Lainey cried. Blinking back tears, she hopped on one foot to her dresser and felt around on top. Her glasses weren't there either. The bedroom door opened. Didn't you hear me? Her mother asked. I've been calling you for the last 5 minutes. She frowned. Where are your glasses?
I don't know.
Lainey looked around helplessly.
Somewhere.
Not another lost pair, her mother said with a sigh. You'll have to wear the spare ones. It was Lainey's turn to frown. She hated her spare glasses. Her regular big square glasses were bad enough, but the spare ones were broken and had been fixed with tape. In Lainey's opinion, they just looked dumb. When you're ready, come downstairs. There's something I want you to see. Her mother left. Lainey found the old glasses in her desk drawer. Why couldn't these be lost? She wondered. Then she got dressed and went downstairs. Her mother was standing in the kitchen with her arms folded across her chest. Look outside, she said to Lainey. Lainey looked out the window.
Oh no,
she exclaimed. In front of their house, the garbage and recycling cans lay on their sides. The trash bags inside had been ripped open, and garbage was scattered around their yard. More trash was strewn along the sidewalk.
What happened? Lainey asked.
Some animals must have gotten into the trash, her mother replied. Raccoons, probably. Did you leave those dishes out last night, Lainey? She was talking about Lainey's dog bowls. Every morning in the summertime, Lainey filled two big bowls with dog food and water and left them on the sidewalk in front of their house for any hungry or thirsty dogs that passed. Lainey didn't have a dog, but she tried to get to know all the pets in her neighborhood. She liked to help out her furry friends whenever she could. Lainey's parents didn't share her love of animals. Because they didn't want a pet of their own, they didn't mind the bowls. But the rule was that she had to bring them in at night. And she had brought them in, hadn't she? Lainey leaned closer to the window. By standing on her tiptoes, she could see down the front stoop. Two metal bowls were sitting by the bottom step, right where she'd left them.
I'm sorry, Mom, Lainey said. I guess I forgot.
Her mother sighed. Sweetie, I think it's wonderful that you want to help the neighborhood dogs. But I told you that dog food could attract other animals, ones we don't want around. And now we have a problem. We can't just leave all that trash out there.
I'll pick it up, Lainey said. It's my fault. Just please, let me keep the bowls.
Her mother considered this, then nodded. All right, but you'll need to clean up right after breakfast. You have swimming lessons this morning.
Swim lessons?
Lainey groaned. That was even worse than having to pick up the trash. Every summer, her